There we go. Okay, we're recording.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Everything's
Let
fine.
Me just see. Can I see the red button? Just the, so I can see the light?
See, that's why I did all this.
By the light.
Oh, sorry. My very long cord is...
Yeah. Can I see it?
Everything's fine.
It's,
there we go.
Okay. All right. All right. Now it can go downhill fast.
Yeah.
Can it come like a little bit... Oh, I guess that's fine.
I mean, you're the one that took like...
Okay. It's... Yeah. Okay.
Let's... I got you a goddamn side table and you filled it up.
Can I just... Sure. Thank you. No, I don't need that much.
I guess I need to find a longer cord for that.
Yeah, just let me... Just let it be pointed to me.
You're obviously not my wife's favorite because I have like a 30-foot cord.
Your headphones. Oh, John, do you have a scratch? Can you come here?
Yeah.
I haven't even tasted my cider.
No, yeah, taste it. It's real good. It
smells like Fireball up in this
fridge. It does.
It John, smells like careful? A WSU football game.
John, careful. Can you... Oh, God. Mm.
It's real good.
No, it's real good. It does taste like fall.
It does.
So you had me taste test the homemade cider.
Yes.
And then we put Fireball. You put Fireball in it.
Yeah. Fireball.
But I have a second mug. Do you want to know what I'm going to put in that second mug?
It's not a mug. It's a
pint glass.
Because you got mad that I bust the table. Nope, John, not for you. What the fuck is that? Nitro?
Yeah, read the instructions. On the front, on the bottom.
Chill can. Pour hard. Admire and enjoy. Does this have coffee in it?
No idea.
Yeah, nitro is coffee.
But I think this is a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, no, you're not sleeping tonight.
Let me just try it a little bit. Come on, let me just try it just a little bit.
Corn syrup. Okay.
Okay, so what I think I need to do is I think I need to crack it. And then it looks like I need to pour it upside down, like directly upside down.
Yeah.
Now here's
I'm a little worried about the frothing situation.
Well,
you
hang on. This is 13.65 fluid ounces.
Mm-hmm.
You've given me a 16-ounce cup. Does it overflow?
I'm sorry. Give me the numbers again.
13.65 fluid ounces.
If you poured it like a bartender, it wouldn't overflow. But they're wanting a mess.
They want a hard pour.
Hard.
Pour hard. That's literally step two. Okay, so do you think I do it on this side or do you think I should do it on the other side so that I don't get it maybe on the...
I think this side.
You think this side's okay? You don't think it's going to explode onto our...
I'll just, you know.
Okay, but not too far because, again, my headphones.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah, you hold that.
I'm scared. You and me both. I don't know why you're drinking coffee yet.
I don't think it's coffee. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God.
We're going to wash that blanket.
Sorry. Sorry, Teresa.
You think my wife washes our living room blankets? You're cute. Do you know who folds and washes? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's all over. You're going to be sticky.
It's okay. We'll just wash it all.
I mean.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think it looks like?
A logger, you know, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to get your phone that dropped?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm just going to use the blanket as a towel.
Okay. I mean, we're this far in. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, no. It's
Don't worry.
It's going to be so sticky. I'm so sorry.
It is a Pendleton blanket, but I'm sure, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just going to take a pic of this.
Okay.
It is just a diet Pepsi or a Pepsi.
So it's like beer through nitro or coffee through nitro.
Yes. I don't know how you...
Did you pay extra for it?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like almost $3.
Mm.
I don't understand why pouring it upside down is such a big deal.
I imagine you want the foam head.
It's creamy.
Yeah. That's what nitro does. And I imagine by pouring it upside down, it makes it... have more of a head.
What is nitro supposed to be about? I've never had a nitro thing because it's normally nitro coffee and I don't like coffee.
Well, yeah, but they do beer through nitro and it just, I believe, enhances the flavors, makes it more creamy. Mm. Yeah, I'm from a family of beer snobs and they always, when in Portland, always drink.
Portland.
Did you buy that in Portland?
No, I bought that just down the hill.
We fancy.
Apparently. I'd never seen it before, so I was intrigued.
I remember back in the day, I'm going to sound old, when you could buy a Starbucks thing from a grocery store, it was like $3.50, you know, like a Frappuccino or whatever.
Macchiato.
Yeah. Now, $6.
No.
Yeah. They get you coming and going.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got us another gift.
I am not excited about this.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because I grew up near Pismo Beach, and there was a store specifically, I think, that made
John
these
Birkenau.
And sold these. We really need to see where they're made, but I have seen so many scorpions and shit. Never did I eat them. The dog's perfect.
He needs to stop moving, though.
Hmm.
John, it's not for you. Okay, do you want blue or do you want green?
Oh, fuck. Which one seems thicker?
What?
How? Let me gauge by location of scorpion.
I guess you feel it out. Okay, I don't think we're actually going to eat the scorpion. The guy at the store when I bought those told me to eat it. Don't eat it too quickly because it will act as a laxative.
The scorpion?
I think the candy itself.
I'm going to go with blueberry. Here, hold a minute. Here we
go. It's blueberry? What's my flavor?
Apple.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Hey, Siri.
I'm going to eat this.
Where are Hot Licks made? Hey, Siri. Where are Hot Licks made? Oh, this better not get me porn. Here's what I found.
Wow.
You want to know what the latitude and longitude is? Here we go.
I mean, don't tell. Okay, I was like, don't say it out loud because then they're going to know where you live.
Okay, we're eating this shit. I'll find out where
it's
made.
Will you open mine? It's stuck.
Oh, okay. So, hey, I have a dilemma. I think I was going to ask you about it, but then I thought this is the perfect time on the pod. We were thinking, well, by we, I am thinking about buying a boat.
Okay.
And I think about it all the time.
Okay.
And it's pretty much an every other day situation.
Okay.
And my brother has spoke some very true words. Mm. He said the best and worst day, the best day of a boat owner's life, the two best days is when he bought the boat and when he sold the boat.
I've heard that saying.
Okay. Today happens to be a maybe I want to buy a boat day.
Okay.
Where do you stand on the matter?
What kind of boat?
Well, it would have some duality, but like a full-on fishing boat, not a bass boat. One with a canopy.
It's scarier when you lick the scorpion side.
I know. You haven't keeled over yet, so.
Well, it's a laxative. I'd only shit my pants. I wouldn't.
Why did we buy a laxative?
Well, I didn't know it was a laxative. Like, literally, it was like, clink, clink.
I know,
clink, clink.
It doesn't
say
it's a laxative.
And then he said, don't eat it too quick. It's going to be a laxative. And then I laughed probably too hard. And then I said, we'll see. And then I saw that same cashier today, tonight. And he's like, do you have that sucker? I was like, not yet, man. It's happening tonight.
I mean, I could use a good poop. So
it's a very mild apple. John, here, you want to
lick? Look, they open from the top.
Lick, do you want a little lick? Gentle.
You're going to share it with John?
I'm just going to give him a lick. I'm done.
I saw him eat poop the other day.
I'm done. I'm going to throw it away
no
after this.
No way. You're done?
Yeah, I just had a couple little licks. The answer is it takes more than 8 licks to get to the scorpion.
Here's the deal. If you liked a flavor, would you eat the scorpion?
If I liked the flavor and thought I wasn't going to shit my brains out, yeah, I'd eat a scorpion.
Like, how do we trust that the scorpion is not poisonous or something?
John,
I don't know.
Gentle lick.
What if gentle? I have an allergy to the scorpion?
Nope. Just a
no,
little.
No.
That's all you get, John.
You gave him a little bit of your steak that way, too. And he was yes. like, whole bone?
Yeah. We had a fucking T-bone steaks for dinner tonight. Yeah. It was very delicious. Thank you so much for cooking for me.
My wife had opinions. She always has opinions.
Yeah, we love her. Okay. We tried to get her on this show.
Yeah, she said she might come in and heckle, but didn't want her own mic.
Oh, okay.
Or official setup. Oh, fuck me.
Just a couple of licky licks. Hmm. That was the littlest lick. What's your flavor again?
Blueberry. I don't really love blueberry.
You picked it. It's a pretty color.
I mean, it's not a stellar candy.
Well, no. I want to say it was like 69 cents, which I giggled.
Well, how much did they pay for the score?
No idea. It might have been $1.69, but there was a 69 involved, and I giggled. Your wife also picked up some Rice Krispie treats tonight. Also 69 cents, and I giggled.
You guys are really liking the sale bin.
How do you not walk by the sale bin?
All the time.
Every day. All day, every day. You keep coming back for more, but your face says you hate it.
It's starting to get more flavor.
Interesting. I wonder if I didn't go deep enough.
I mean, that's what she said.
I wonder if that's why John liked it so much, because he got a better... Oh, did you see that little boop?
Wait, are they hot?
Mine wasn't hot. Is yours hot?
No.
Like spicy? Are you done? You can throw it away. You want what else I got you?
What?
To share, not just for you. I got one of my favorite. Anytime Reese's Pieces are in shapes, I'm here for it. I got us some Christmas trees. And then I got...
I should give this to my nieces.
For the laxatives? I got us the gumdrops. Pineapple, lemon, lime, nice. Orange, licorice, and cherry.
Okay, but thank you. I appreciate all these things, but you're avoiding the boat question.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I'll get back to that. And then there's also suckers.
I'll take that sucker.
See, I thought
those are podcast friendly.
Debatable. That one time, I was telling you. No, okay, so a boat.
Yeah, not podcast friendly.
I don't have strong feelings about boats. I myself don't own a boat. So maybe I'm against boats. My family owns a canoe.
See, I have a horde of kayaks.
You have an armada of kayaks.
I do. And I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm cool with the idea of a boat.
I love my kayaks.
I mean, I personally, I think if you're going to have a boat, and because you have small children in your life, I think that one of you is going to have to become a lifeguard.
I'm not opposed. You remember, we're going to go take that whitewater school this summer.
Yes!
Yeah.
That'll be really good.
I'm not a strong swimmer, but I'll be trained to be a lifeguard. Yeah, so
I think you have to swim a certain distance to be a good lifeguard.
Yeah, I won't pass that. I thought you would be more on my, like, on the boat side, honestly.
I love a boat.
Uh-huh.
I love time out on a boat. I am also... I was also today called lawful good. I was in a situation where somebody tried to offer me a free sandwich at work today.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you're this type of employee, a goddamn doctor, you can have a free sandwich. And I was like, I'm not a doctor. Sorry, but I was with a doctor. So they assumed I was also a doctor, which, well, thank you. But yeah, so I could have got a free Jimmy John sandwich.
No.
I said, no, thank you. And then I went back to the office and I ordered my own Jimmy John sandwich to be delivered for lunch. So I did have Jimmy John's, but I paid for it. So I'm like a rule follower type of human. Yeah. I think that you could be a very responsible boat owner. So I think that you could, I would feel comfortable boating with you. But I do think a boat is a bit of responsibility. Cause you know, you can sink it, you can ram with people with it, you can, you know, drown.
Yeah. So I don't want a boat.
I thought you were pro boat today.
Well, half the day was pro boat. The other half the day was no pro boat.
So you can, I think you need to get like 8 weeks in a row of pro boat before you buy a boat.
I know. Well, yeah.
Cause like it feels like not a small purchase.
No.
It's like a car.
Yeah. It would be more than my truck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Or right about there.
How big is this fucking boat?
Like 18 feet, 16 to 18 feet. I don't know. I just...
Will you show me with your fingers a number?
Oh, we'd be lucky at...
Really?
Yeah. I'd be happy at...
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that I would buy a boat for that.
I had a friend who I think did... are you ready for this?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That's not the type of boat I want. I don't know. I'm facing some life decisions coming up, and I panicked a little bit and thought, fuck it, I should buy a boat.
People can have a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to buy this thing. I'm not saying you're there.
I know.
I'm saying perhaps you're approaching there.
But what my wife and I think we did decide on and she signed off on was a raft with a motor, like a nice raft with a motor. So it kind of checks that box, okay. But I can still take it on rivers. I can still take my kayaks on rivers. And obviously we're going to whitewater school.
Yes.
I got to look that up. Hey, no. I feel like you're going to be like a badass, like talking the whitewater slang. Because I don't want to like do whitewater. I want to be trained to fish on whitewater.
Yep.
But it seems as if you have to be trained on whitewater. It's happening at this point. Because you have to be prepared for all situations.
Yeah, and situations can change on a river.
I know, exactly. And you're going to be like living it up. And you're going to everyone's gonna be like, who's that shaking and crying over there on that rock? Oh, don't mind her. She's fine.
She's fine. Yeah, I do think that you're going to want to do some swimming practice. Mm. And I shouldn't say almost drowned. I've been in a few dodgy situations. And I'm lucky to the fact that when shit gets dodgy, I don't panic. And that's an important distinction.
I do.
So it's good to know that about yourself. And if you can, in safe situations, say, have a lifeguard and practice swimming or practice treading water or practice doing some of the things that scare you, it's good practice to do that in a safe, controlled place to get some of that panic out.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've only found myself twice in a situation where I was either stuck in a current or stuck underwater to the point that I didn't know which way was up.
Oh boy.
And it's a scary situation to be in, and both times I guessed correctly. But it is that moment of I need to act either way.
Right.
So go. And that kind of I think kicks in for everybody, but
I was the hero last night.
What happened last night? Oh, do you want to talk about that?
My wife almost murdered us.
Okay, that's an aggressive way to start that story.
I mean, I cooked a beautiful dinner. Actually, it was mediocre at best.
No, but it was good.
So I made spaghetti.
It was good for gluten-free pasta. The sauce was delicious.
Uh-huh.
The gluten-free noodles were perfectly cooked. Al dente. But it tasted healthy because it's gluten-free.
It's not healthy. Gluten-free is not healthy.
Debatable. And I didn't say it was healthy. I said it tasted healthy.
Okay, fine. So anyhow, I made us a dinner. My wife was putting away the stuff. We have a gas stove. You know, as like people that like to cook have gas stoves.
Yep.
And she was putting stuff away on the stove. Turned a burner on.
Accidentally.
Didn't light it. We went to watching TV. 20 minutes later, I'm like, I smell gas. Luckily, the hood vent was still on. But
it would have been a different situation, I think, if that hadn't happened.
Yeah, we could have died.
Well.
And then I tried to be the hero and figure out how to shut it off. And you were a little bit more calm and collected in that moment.
Yeah.
I was just, yeah. So anyhow, my wife tried to murder us.
You went 2 out of 10?
I would agree with that. Actually, maybe even a 3 out of 10. But here's the deal. I had just watched a show where somebody tried to murder somebody by leaving on the gas.
What movie?
Well, they were burning a heater.
Was that no spoilers, but I think I saw that last episode of Inside Man.
It might have been it.
Mm-hmm. See, was Gucci?
No. The guy that's the priest.
Yeah. The Stanley Tucci is the one in prison.
Oh, yes.
Then the other doctor.
I kind of like that show.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
You watched
the last episode, not the full?
Well, I was hanging out with my buddy. My buddy was like, have you been watching this? I was like, I think I've seen a couple clips, which I meant as I watched it on TikTok, clips on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
My buddy was like, okay, I think we're on this episode. And I was like, sounds great. I wasn't really listening. Sorry, buddy. And so we were watching it. And I was like, oh, what's the next one? And they're like, that was the fourth and last episode. I was like, whoops.
It's a good show.
But yeah, they left a heater on and they were like trying to
murder somebody. So that's where my mind went. And that's why I shouldn't watch murder shows.
We opened all the windows, opened all the doors. Almost left the door open with the dogs.
Teens.
Oops.
Teens.
Yes. The temp was in the teens. We should also say Fahrenheit for our listeners. Hey,
okay.
Can I just say that, shout out, I think Germany is leading the charge with most of our international listeners currently. Now that it's a contest. But what up if you live in Germany, specifically. So yeah, so then you went and you got the match and you lit it from like 8 feet back and nothing happened. And then 6 feet, 4 feet, 2 feet, 1 feet.
Turned on the stove.
Nothing. Yeah. And you turned the stone off.
Yeah, good thing the hood vent was on. I'm just saying, she really did try to murder us. Had we gone to sleep, we would have died.
I don't know, died. I think one of us might have passed out and we would have been like, hey, that's weird.
While we're sleeping? I would know if you're passed out.
No, I think we would have noticed before that. Oh, okay. Like an animal or somebody, we would have been like, oh man, that's a cat falling off the couch. That shit's weird.
I guess the cats would be affected before us.
Yeah, they're littler.
They're thick, but...
Charlie is a goddamn tank. I picked her up with my knees.
Do you see fed the cats?
She is wrapped around their fingers. This was... did I already show you the picture of your cat?
Oh, this morning? Yeah.
She was... really trying to like, I took a picture of her little paw. Look at her little paw.
Oh,
she hated it. And then
sometimes I just hold their little paw.
She really did not want me to make her leave.
Why did you make her leave?
Because I wasn't confident that she wasn't gonna want to leave like at like 4 a.m.
No, she would have hung and she would have stayed there.
You think she would have hung?
Yeah, we have to force her out of our bed.
I mean, I guess I will if she tries to sneak in again tonight, I'll let her sleep in my room tonight.
She is a bed hog. They're like little bowling balls. We just like fluff our feet and they just flop over the other direction.
Do you think they're more of a bed hog than John?
Mm-hmm.
John will full on kick you.
But John doesn't sleep in our bed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. He has a bed at the end of our bed. Coplanar. He doesn't know it's our bed, not our bed. But he has his own space.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowed to come up and say hey in the morning and like jump on there and do whatever. But like at night, he's got to go to his bed because he's big.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just give him a dot?
No. He doesn't know that. you going to go ahead and give me props on here for the hard work I did for you yesterday?
What hard work?
Let's see, I had to...
No, I'm not getting it. My wife refused to help me make the bed.
Yeah.
So you, being a good friend...
I'm a good friend.
...decided to help me make the bed.
Yeah.
I then learned that you have never dealt with a duvet cover.
No, I've never had a duvet cover.
I mean, much like whitewater training, we should really go to duvet cover training. It is a skill that you have to learn. Well, and... But then we told your mom that you had made a bed.
I know.
First off, she's like, why are you making somebody else's bed? I think a little bit.
No.
And then she was like, yeah.
Yeah, she was unimpressed with us.
She was very unimpressed.
Yeah, mom called to try and figure out how to log into something.
Did she successfully watch your show?
She did. I was ready to just be like, I'll see you for Thanksgiving. You can wait a week.
Which is a jerk move.
Yeah, you were like, no, no, no. We can help her. Talk her through it.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for moms.
You're like, we're here to win it. And we're very patient. Well, I also just walked away. Your wife, I think, went and pulled up the... What's that noise? Do you? Do you hear it? What is it? I don't know what it is. Yeah, your wife was very patient, and she opened the app on her phone and then talked my mom through the... I think it was 4 steps, but...
She'll send her the bill.
I know. We did some solid tech support today, too, for Pimp Smack.
Yeah.
And we had to get in her house to check her internet. And
oh, wait. Let's go back to your mom 1 second.
Sure.
Remember when we were in Montana and watched the Coug game?
Yeah.
Do you know whose Xfinity password we used?
Yeah, my mom.
That came kind of ran through my head like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We owe her one.
Yeah. There's no way she remembers that, though.
I mean, but I remember.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She wouldn't try and phone that in. So yeah, we tried to go to Pimp Smack's house today. Pimp Smack's out of town. We went into her house to try and fix her internet for her. And so we had to use the key to get into her house. Put in the key. Doesn't turn. Put it, like, take it out. Make sure that it only goes one way up. Put it back in. Try it again. Doesn't work. Try it again. Doesn't work. Your wife tries it. Tries it again. And I'm like, man, I don't know. And she's like, I'll call her. So calls Pimp Smack. And then she's reading the instructions aloud, like as the phone is ringing. And the instructions are like, careful, it's tricky. And I was like, okay, what does that mean, right? So now I'm pulling on the door into me and I'm trying it. I'm pushing it away. I'm trying it. And then I'm like, I'm going to try it with some finesse. And I try real slow. And
it fucking, to it.
And it worked. I was like,
got a little lube.
John, what are you eating?
Remnants of that.
What?
There's a to-go container
God
right here.
God damn it, John.
But he cute, though.
He is so cute. So yeah, so we finally got in and tried to fix it. And and your wife said I did a good job. Do you know why?
No.
She's testing things. She's trying things. She's logging into things. She's doing all these things. And she's like, yeah, there's no power to the system. Like, it's not working. And I was like, so she was going to be done. And I was like, well, should we try that other cord we have? Because what happens if it's a bad cord and not a bad outlet?
But it still doesn't work.
Yeah, no, neither cord worked. But we checked both. And I felt that was a really good contribution.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I know how to do. Turn it off, turn it back on.
Did she give you a
compliment? Take off the thing and then blow on it like it's a Nintendo game.
Did she give you a compliment?
Yeah, she said that was a really good idea. But that it was a brand new cord and it'd be weird if the cord was broke.
Huh.
And I said, well, I didn't have that information at the start, did I?
Hmm.
Well, I came to visit you.
Yes.
Came over for work things. And I got a late start because of work. Sorry again about it. And it was going to wake your whole house up.
You did.
I did. I done did. But it was okay because then John came and slept with me. And so that was really fun. And he was such a good boy. But also, I hadn't figured out how to work the heat in there yet. So it was nice to have a dog in there.
It's not that hard.
It's just that up on the remote. But, you know, I didn't want to fuck it up first night. So I just left it.
You do know you can turn the LED off, too.
How?
On the channel changer. Just press the button that says LED.
Cool, cool, cool.
My wife thinks it's too bright when she sleeps.
Totally too bright.
I thought about telling you that the other night, and I was like, nah. Yeah,
she'll let that shit ride.
She got 2 degrees. 3 degrees.
3 degrees. It's fine.
I think we fine.
It's just like, it's like a new toy. And my instinct, again, lawful good, is not to just push all the buttons.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Because we did have a little bit of a kerfuffle the first night. Nutmeg used hers because she was gone after we installed them. So she came back. And she accidentally put... There's a mode called auto, and what happens is it determines whether it should heat or cool.
We're getting down to the bottom of it. It's a bit more fireball now.
Oh, that makes it's okay. Amazing.
I got my Nitro Pepsi back.
So anyhow, she's like, it blew cold air all night. And I was like, there's no way this is broken. And I went in and looked at it. She had turned it to auto. So she got it so hot in there.
It's like, we got cooler down. Could you imagine that roller coaster all night? And up to 60, up to 75, down to 65, up to 75, down to 65. She's sweating. She's cold. She's sweating. She's cold.
Oh, and so, yeah, that was interesting. And so, yeah, but I wouldn't press all the buttons.
No, I didn't. I basically came in and you were like, clean sheets, see you tomorrow. And I was like, yep, thank you.
I almost had to text you because I went in to go make your bed and clean up the heater remnants, right? Because there was, you know, it was the staging room. And I go to make your bed. And of course, there's just a brown chew spot in the middle. I wish people could see your face because it would just be perfect because I feel like it just needs some company. Like, no, it's good. I love it.
It is good. It's just, I'm not a quitter, so I'm going to have to finish it.
I decided to wash your sheets. And then I thought, well, if I fall asleep and she shows up and there's nothing on her bed, will she think to look in the dryer?
Yes.
But, I got it made.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So,
yeah, no, the drive was mostly good. It was so foggy. So I had to go a little bit slower cause I could see 3 feet in front of me.
Right.
And then I also thought I was going to run out of gas. Jesus. I was talking on the phone to my buddy. It was so great catching up with her. I think I talked for about an hour and a half. Like, from Portland to an hour and a half, I was talking on the phone to my buddy.
That's 4 hours of conversation.
No, just like the first hour and a half out of Portland.
Oh, I thought you were an hour and a half out of here.
No. Okay.
Do you have to duck when you come in here?
No.
Because, like...
It's close.
There's a lot of lures up there.
The lures... hang lower than they used to. Why is that spiky one just not hooked to anything? Interesting.
Yeah.
No. So I looked up, and my words are hard. My gas light was on.
Woo!
I don't know when my gas light turned on. And John, yay, get out of here. I don't know when it turned on, and it's 30 miles till empty. The closest gas station I put in my phone, 22 miles away. My gas tank goes below empty. Didn't know that. I was like fucking letting it ride. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you do, right? Like, what? And like, there's no towns.
I've been in that same position.
Between then, and I was like, I don't want to hike 15 miles. I don't want to hike 10 miles. I don't want to hike 5 miles.
Okay. Your father and I would be disappointed that hiking 10 to 15 miles was your first thought.
Well, I'd call and see if anyone would come.
How long would you wait? You're just going to set off in 20-degree weather with icy roads and just be like, guess I'm hoofing it.
No. That wouldn't be my first pick. I have AAA. I would have called AAA to see how long it would have been. But if they would have been like, it's 4 hours, then I would have waited because it would have taken me longer than 4 hours to hike there and back. Yeah, I was
going
to
say, oh, somebody's getting confident about
it. But if they said like, Tomopnot. But I was like, I'm in tennis shoes and like my still work clothes, which is like, I think very nice slacks, very breathable, not what you want when it's cold. It's like, God damn it. And a very nice sweater and my cardigan, but I didn't want to do that. So I was like, God damn it. So I made it. Did hit a little bit of black ice. But luckily, it was around a corner, so I was going like maybe 35 miles an hour.
But did leave the road.
Well, I went into the gravel driveway that was right there.
Yeah,
I left the road into the gravel. But that's what ultimately slowed me down. I wasn't stopping at all on the ice.
Oh,
I went
wow.
fully off the road.
Did it make you worried?
I was wide awake at that point. and it's a good thing that I had peed when I got gas, because I would I was scared enough I might have, you know, emptied the hatches to prepare for, you know, a run for my life. So that was definitely a little spooky. But safely
so,
here.
So just check it in. Again, absolved of all fault now. What's the status on those cups?
Those cups are exactly where I left them.
What the fuck?
I have not been home. I've not been home. I've been literally home since we podcast last 3 nights. Is this my fault?
Yes.
Oh, no.
At this point, it might be better just to mail them.
But I don't get to see my buddy. She's going to listen to this and think it's funny.
I hope so. Again, not my fault. Maybe the last 8 months, 9 months, whatever it was.
Don't I have 8 months from then?
No, because you were just as guilty in that time frame. Oh. So now we're just adding time to your guilt.
Okay, how much time before it's like a problem?
7 months.
Okay, ago. I did text you, though, of two reminders.
Without the address.
Yeah, but you've given me no reminders.
I did, too. I gave you a reminder.
Really?
That's how we found out they were missing.
Oh, yeah, that's the time they're in the mailbox. That was so funny. Ugh, man.
Yeah, so.
I recommended a show to you and your wife. You've now watched 3 episodes.
Watch is a little generous.
You weren't snoring.
I did not pay attention, though.
Okay, but, like, what do you know about the show?
There's a ring.
Okay.
There's dead people.
Okay.
There's exorcisms.
Sure.
And... you say there's lesbians, but I don't think so. Currently, at best, bye. So,
okay, but like, who do you think is going to be her love interest? You've met the love interest.
Well, you gave it away.
Oh, did I tell you?
Yeah, because she was dead, reincarnated, something.
Yes,
something,
yes, yes.
Something.
But who is she going to date?
The girl with the curly hair. No, it was in the last episode. Maybe I'll care more, but it was like the girl and they're like, they don't like each other right now. There's tension.
There's some tension.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Careful. Something's in your tail. We're going to pretend it's not poop. Careful. No, so I think your wife really likes it, minus that little bit she fell asleep at the end.
She did. She was snoring. She had two blankets on.
Yeah. Who tucked her in?
You did.
Yeah.
You're very nice to my wife.
Well, I thought she was maybe a little cold.
I know.
Because and I was directly under the heat.
She's really liking, you know, the people treating her like a princess here. So
well, she's what she gets. Charlie, can you just settle?
She's trying to figure out how to get her butthole face closer to your face.
Oh my god, I did get a butthole to the face yesterday, and I was like, ugh, I guess this means you love me. Cats she are thick. Weird. No, she's so strong though.
I wormed them, and they just got fatter.
You wormed them?
Yeah. Don't you worm cats?
I don't know. I'd have to ask some vets.
I'm pretty sure it's recommended.
They know some things. Hey, I gotta give you props, man.
Yes.
I think that I showered in one of the nicest showers I've ever showered in. And it's 100% the nicest shower I ever helped make. Yes. And I don't want to say that that's like probably towards the top of the list of things I've fucking accomplished. But I feel real fucking... That's like a real... I did a little like... Yeah, she's sturdy.
First off... Bonuses of the shower we made that we didn't even know.
Huh?
You could hold a beer in there without it getting wet.
Yes. There's a whole shelf for it. You could
also watch TV in there.
You could.
There's now heat in the back room, so it's not cold.
It's not cold.
I mean, there is a temperature differential when you step out.
No, the tile's a little brisk on the feetsies.
Oh, damn it. I actually, I put a hair catcher in the drain itself.
Yeah.
So that it was quieter.
It is quieter. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So it's some of my hair making it quiet for you, but you know, I'm just here to help. I did keep the grout because you'll notice there's a few groutless spots.
It's nice that I feel like I have a job. I like to feel included.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna help out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really. It sounds weird, but as I was building that shower, I kept thinking, I hope Tamara likes to shower in it. Because can you imagine pouring your heart and soul in it like you did and be like, eh.
It's so nice. I think, too, I gave you shit because I thought those tiles were too small.
Yes.
It's classy.
It is.
It's a classy shower. Yes. And I don't know if you did it on purpose, but down by the shower drain, it looks real fancy there with those triangle bits.
I mean, I was filling in the gaps. That took me like half a day to figure that out.
It looks so good.
Yeah. So
it really fancies it up.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, because what made the shower complex is there is a line that goes to the drain.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't catch water. And then it goes this way. And so that was a pretty complex floor to tile.
I really would love for you to maybe use more descriptive words. The hand gestures, charades. Solid. It's an auditorial experience.
We bought a nice, like, it was a $700 shower pan.
Fuck.
That's like fiberglass.
It was nice.
Well, I don't know if it's fiberglass or foam.
It was nice.
And so, but it's all pre-sloped.
It was very nice.
And it makes it so water doesn't catch anywhere and stuff like that. But yeah. I mean, I thought I was going to lose my shit tiling that.
I thought so too,
but I'm happy. And I just bought the unfinished edge on the outside. I was gonna get teak, but I couldn't find an 8-foot length of teak, so I got maple, which is water resistant. So we're gonna do a stained maple on that edge, and then that way I can hang towel holders.
Wow,
I know, fancy.
Your teepee holder?
It's a little loose.
What happened?
Okay, so here it is. It's your problem.
How?
You were on supervision duty.
When?
When we were in there. Remember when I was working the shower pan?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to blame it on my nieces or nephews. I thought somebody might have used it as a handle to get up.
Okay.
But what I really think happened, and I'm going to fix it, but I think happened because I had to move that shower pan around.
No, it was not like that when I left. After the shower pan was in.
Oh, really? Then it was my wife.
What? We'll blame my wife. We cannot blame her. She listened to the last episode and she had some critiques. I don't think she appreciated it.
First off, you know what she was most pissed about?
Carrot cake.
I know. We got a little loose-lipped, and she's just mad about carrot cake. And she couldn't love me more for paying attention to League of Legends. So.
She was very impressed with your descriptions.
I know.
Mm-hmm. There's part of me that worries that if I let myself get into something, I could find myself an addictive personality place with things.
You and me both. I can't gamble.
Oh, I think I'm going to get to video games.
No, I mean, well, online gambling is why I can't gamble.
The jet ski, I remember. I don't know if I should get into video games in the way that she's gotten into video games.
Well, first off, it's a commitment.
Yes.
So, because I don't think you know, she built her own computer.
I heard all about the, hang on, this is going to be now my own pop quiz. You last week had your League of Legends pop quiz. This is my pop quiz. She has a graphic card that was a 1090 that was 8 years old, and that had a hard time running a game called Cyberpunk. And so she's trying to get a new one.
She bought it.
And she bought it, and maybe it's coming next week.
And maybe it was $700.
I wasn't going to say that part. And apparently it has a output to power that normally you're fine with a 750 output, and her old one was a 750 output, but this is a certain line that needs an 850 output, and so she might need to buy a different
fan
CPU. 74 to do, I don't know, she might have to buy a new power thingy so she can have more power, because I guess if you don't have enough power, apparently that can make you blow a graphics card or a chip. Something blows up.
Something starts on fire, I believe.
So that's bad.
Yeah.
So we don't want that. And so I told her, because obviously I'm an expert, that I said, you don't need my permission or my blessing, but I think it sounds like you got to get up to that 850. I think you got to play it on the safe side. I said, I think you've earned that 850. I don't know what we're talking about, but I think that's what I said. Oh. So that's what I know about computers. But I think I was here when she built that last one.
I think you were too. And here's the deal, though. With you and getting into Game of Thrones, I think you should tread lightly, because I think...
I'm not getting into the Game of Thrones.
Not Game of Thrones. League of Legends.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're like too much incest.
sorry. So,
red alert. I don't want a hot take, but...
Here's
why I think you need to tread lightly, because I think you would really like it. So each one of the characters you play has a backstory and different specialties.
Okay, I like that.
So if you know how to play all the characters, you've devoted a lot of time.
Sure.
And have an amazing memory. Because, like,
yeah,
I would have a hard time remembering their names. Hey, you, do you jump or spin? I don't know. Yeah, so anyhow, just tread lightly, because I think you could get really sucked into it. I do think it's slightly cooler than, what is that dice game you play?
It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that shit. I mean,
and I don't know that I like this dice hand motion, because that didn't feel great to me. It's a fun game with my friends.
But I think, you know, if people look at my wife and I, and we have such differing interests. They're like, how does that work? But it just works. But also, I think fishing is my own League of Legends, because each lure has a backstory. You use it.
What's Stabby's backstory?
Which one's Stabby?
Stabby's the one right above me that's stabbing, pointing directly towards me.
Oh, okay. So that one is a medium depth. That's a crankbait. It's a rattle bait, actually. Lipless.
Oh, careful. Sorry, the cat was
falling. You see the frog that says, eat me?
No. Is that a frog, the sparkly one?
Yeah, and on the bottom it says, eat me.
Jesus. That one looks like a little bit like a shark.
It's a spinner. So, you know, and this is a crocodile. That's a rooster tail. That's a panther martin. That's a rooster tail. That's a panther martin. That's a lipless crank. My fly poles aren't in here. No.
Okay, Stabby guy right ahead of me.
It's a lipless crankbait.
Lipless crankbait.
Yeah, he's a rattle bait.
What are you trying to catch with that?
Bass. I've caught trout with that.
You want like a sunny day?
No, that's under the water. So, I mean, oh, God, I made myself bleed. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, no, that is...
excuse me.
That's red and black. So, maybe fall, maybe a cloudy day.
So, long walk on the beach.
Oh, you want to see my new sweater? Minus the blood.
Jesus.
You want to guess how much this sweater cost?
No, it looks like it's ripped a little bit. Did it come ripped or did you
No, that's the whole point of the story. $100 sweater. You know what? Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. $100 sweater. Had it for 3 weeks. Went to go stretch the hoodie out.
You're so strong.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyhow.
Okay. I'm just saying that I was hoping for a little more backstory with your fish.
Here. This will work.
When's the last time we used one of those?
I don't know, but I left them down here for you.
No, I really
I'm going to use one right now.
No, I appreciate that. I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. What else was I going to tell you?
Mm. That you're dating.
No.
Mm. Are we trying? No.
No. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and we were both like, dating's fucking awful.
It is.
And then I was like, how many dates you been on? And she was like, a couple. And I was like, oh.
Here's what I think you should do.
I'm investing no time in it.
I think you should, like, join a club.
What kind of club?
Fly fishing.
Bought on the top of the roof rack? Mm. Fly fishing poles holder.
Oh, a rod vault?
And then I went and looked at the stickers, just to see where they'd been.
Yeah.
There weren't any stickers, but I was on the prowl.
Here's the deal. I think you should join a club like that and not put any effort into online dating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. It'd be cool to meet people. So even if I'm not dating and getting married, meeting his family, whatever, it doesn't have to be serious.
Yeah.
So if I just meet people who are doing cool things,
yep,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, so fishing would be cool. You know, I learned...
He's very upset.
He's very upset that your wife won't let him in the office.
I know. He wants in the office all the time. And I don't know why he's a fool. She does not want him there.
No. But he wants it anyways. Heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart.
Or rafting.
Ah, whitewater. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're back on a rafty.
Yeah.
I would approve a rafty, especially if he was a fishing guide.
Yeah. So if he could do fishing, because I think fishing also means cooking. Because you tend to cook what you fish.
Yeah. Since I started fishing, I started cooking more.
Yes.
I'm still not great at it, but
I think it's a process.
Mushrooms, though.
Those were real good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
they were
really should do that again.
Yeah.
This
cat looks like she's going to fall anytime.
She already did once. She's so sweet, though.
She's so chunky.
I was literally just telling somebody the other day about how we were worried about them, and we busted into my buddy's birthday party. But luckily, there was like, you know, quite
eight
a few
vets.
Yeah, there. They could all, you know, do a quick assessment. Yeah. But that was years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's three.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Three 3 years, 3 months.
Well, but they were born before you got them.
Yeah, but not by much. They were pretty little.
You think 8 weeks, 12 weeks? I don't know how old cats are when you get them.
It's not around. Yeah, about there.
Because 8 weeks adds 2 more months and 12 weeks adds 3 more months.
Well, shit. Okay.
That adds up.
It does. It does.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Also, very proud of your tool bench.
Here's the deal. I wanted it to be a laundry bench again.
Yeah.
But I still have some outstanding projects.
That honey-do list never ends.
Pushed through specifically for that compliment.
It looks so good. It is organized. It's cleared off.
And who would have thought putting the storage for the tools back where the tools piled up was the answer?
It is. And also, like, that looks like a pretty badass corner over there.
Yeah, I have to cord manage that. But the only problem is that there's not a plug-in on this side, and I didn't have enough room. So that's where I charge all my batteries.
I don't think that's a bad spot, though.
It really isn't, because I have my fish finder over there and everything. So, yeah, it works.
It totally works.
I'm really trying to step up my game. And the heat back here just makes it feel different. Like, we're not freezing.
No. I mean, I have a blanket and a cat.
I know, but you're the weakest link. I mean, so...
Out of the two of us or out of everybody? Oh, no.
I've seen my wife sit back here and play the game when it's, like, 25 degrees back here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm really great to podcast with her.
No, you're good. I was trying to do some dishes today. because I love to come visit. I am housed for free. I'm fed. We had steaks the other night. I mean, you are a phenomenal host. I like to try and earn my keep. So I'm doing dishes in ice cold water. And I've done maybe half a load of dishes. And I'm talking to your wife, and I said, hey, just so you know, because the water is cold and can't seem to get hot, I don't feel comfortable like washing the dishes by hand, so I'm going to do two loads and just run everything through the dishwasher.
Right.
You go, oh, man, there's like a trick to getting hot water. My hands are blue. My hands are blue. I'm so cold. I've been trying to soldier on.
Like, I mean, I think you're probably in cold water for 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
My hands are so cold.
And so there is a trick, because I have to adjust the no scald valve on those, because I have such a low pressure hot water tank. Anyhow, it's a long story. We went through the same thing with the shower. We have no hot water in the bathroom sink. Same problem.
Do you think you could flip the other sink? And it would, like, make it warm?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's why I went and I turned on the hot water just fine. And then you tried to adjust it and lost hot water. And I was like, oh, just go turn on the mud sink. And I said, but I think it's backwards. And then I go, well, to be honest, you've been at that sink more than I have.
So. I honestly cleaned your tools a little bit. I took some of them out of the water, cleaned out the bowl. The tools being put away at the end of that project. They were still in the sink.
I did have to throw some away because they stayed in the sink. Yeah, but the shower is lovely. I got a new finish nailer because I hate dragging out the compressor for like finish nailer.
Sure, sure, sure.
So like the wood to trim the bathroom door is in your bedroom. Gonna do that Sunday after you leave.
Nah, that's fine. That's fair game.
And then we will have a locking bathroom door.
I actually think that I don't know what has done differently. Close.
But John can still bust it open like a Kool-Aid
Diego
man.
Can't, though. He paused at it like his life depends on it. Although Diego currently is off fighting his own his own war tonight.
Well, we had a birthday day.
We did. Birthday.
Yeah. So it was nobody's birthday, but we were celebrating both you and my niece's birthday day. And so, you know, what you guys get, you want. But you graciously defaulted to the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And we come home from dinner.
She made great choices.
She did make solid choices.
I'm not
choices.
Sure that I would have veered to a different path.
You wouldn't have done the ice cream. You wouldn't have done the ice cream. You don't like ice cream when it's cold.
Okay.
You're high maintenance.
Did you recognize that I didn't eat the ice cream in the cold car? I waited till I got home.
I did. I received what you were saying.
But I like ice cream.
But also it had peanuts on it, and I think you were a little nervous.
I was a little. I have eaten to just be like rolling this dice, and I'm like nowhere near. I'm ready to like post it up to like fight her in case she tries to eat any of it because she's not allowed to.
Yeah.
And not that she wants to, but I'm like always on the lookout, and I don't want to drop any. So I was, eyes on the prize when I was eating peanuts.
So anyhow, we came home. And I don't think I hear as well as you guys. Maybe it's the power tools. But I was also first to pee. And
yeah, so you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, and I come out and...
We'll edit this.
my niece is asking me, hey, I got to pee. Are you done? And so I finish quicker than I want to. And then I come out and she's gone.
Yeah, we're all gone.
I'm like, well, I guess they went over to the other side. I don't know. And then you guys were in hot pursuit.
Yeah.
Of a panicked meow sound.
Yeah. So
which you guys quantified as a distressed animal.
Yeah. Well, me and your niece went different directions. I want to give a nickname of like Baba Ganoush. What do we call the oldest niece?
Speed Demon.
Speed Demon.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Baba Ganoush. Do we want to do Baba Ganoush for this episode? Or do we want to keep it Speed Demon?
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. All right. So I'm standing in the kitchen eating my ice cream over the sink. Because it had melted a little and I didn't want to make a mess.
Because contrary to your point, it was plenty warm enough in the car to eat the ice cream.
Yeah. But I didn't want to make a mess. And we had slammed on the brakes a couple times, so I was just like, didn't want to make a mess. And so I'm eating my ice cream over the sink, and I'd already cleaned the kitchen, so I didn't really want to make like a mess. So I'm over the sink, I don't want to make a mess. And then I hear a yowl, like a... And my head pops up, and I look at the dog. He doesn't care. And I look over, and Baba Ganoush is in the hallway, and she's frozen like a baby deer on ice. She is full Bambi, frozen. High alert. And I look at her, and we lock eyes, and I know that me and Baba Ganoush are about to go on a journey together to find this sound, right? So I immediately start walking over, and I think, I should not be wearing my jacket. I'm making way too much noise. Baba Ganoush looks back at me and it's like, shh. I'm like, okay. I see where we're at, right? So we go into the back of the house. We're listening. And we're both are like, we'll need to wait for Rhianna for that. So we go into the other side of the house just to double check.
Yeah.
So we're standing silently frozen on the top of the stairs. I can hear Nutmeg rustling around, and I just worry that she's going to come out of her bedroom and just see two people frozen listening like a nose in the wind, just like really trying to like get a good like lockdown of what's happening. So I go, I think it's coming. She's like, shh. Listen. I go, okay. My fault, right? So we listen. We're going back a couple steps, up a couple of steps. We're listening at the door, all these things. So then we come, is Diego, comes stalking in, and he's fucking like flanking my six. We are like, I got the
bad news bear.
We're like SEAL Team Six, right? Like fucking hold signs over our shoulders, right? I'm giving a double tap for all clear, right? Like okay, we are like all three of us in it to win it.
Oh,
and
my
so
God,
then I'm you crying. Come out of the bathroom and you're like, where is everyone? And we're like, she's gonna blow our cover. Yeah, damn it. So anyway, so then me and Baba Ganoush come in and we're like, we need to get into the murder basement. We think there's shit's going down. And you're like, what are you talking about? There's a yowl. And then she says, it's like, sounds like a kitten. I'm like, it does not sound like a kitten. She wants it to be a kitten because that's fun for her. And I don't want to like shit on her dreams, but like, it's not a kitten. And in my mind, I was like, Charlie's been a little thick. Could you imagine if she had kittens? In the murder basement?
I didn't get along with the Humane Society when we adopted him, but I sure as shit would be calling him again. Like, yeah. Listen, fuckers.
Yeah. Oh. You made a mistake. Anywho. So,
but remember, she was herniated, so we didn't know if she was... Yeah, okay.
We had concerns.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, it's not kittens. But, you know, Baba Ganoush really wanted kittens. So I'm like, nah, kittens. So you open the murder basement.
Yes.
We go tearing down there, and I'm like... murder basement. So I hung back, right? Thinking I might.
Baba Ganoush was down there.
Baba Ganoush was on your six. She had fearless. No, she was like fucking spry. She was ready.
Do you want to know what I honestly thought when I got was going to go down there? I thought I was going to be face to face with a raccoon.
I mean, could have been. You yelled for reinforcements.
I did.
Of a dart gun.
Well, because I go down there, I have my spotlight.
Yeah. You have a flashlight.
And I'm spotlighting these two cats. Mid, like, about ready to pounce on each other.
Were they both staring each other down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what I normally do, because this cat is a little bit of a perp, you know, I shoot him with my blow dart gun that has blanks in it.
Yeah, it's like a little plastic.
And it's just enough to scare him or, like, hit him on the side. It doesn't hurt him at all. I'm not full of hot air that much. But... So it's a good way because, like, it's easy and I can normally hit something around him and he just goes.
Yeah.
So I yell, get my blue dart!
So we go tearing up the stairs. We get it from your wife. She has no idea what's happening. I'm not sure where she's been. She's been absent for this whole war zone. I don't know, man. She's just like... doing what something else. So we get it. We go tearing down. I was like, take this to Rhiannon. And I mean, we almost...
You're still not going down there.
I mean, I almost got like an I.I. Cap'n. I mean, I think I got fucking saluted. And then Baba Ganoush takes off running. And like, we also have our shoes on, right? And I'm thinking, she is quick, this one. So she takes off running. I walk behind her. And I come down the stairs. I duck, I cover, I'm coming in. Not quite sure what I'm going to find down there. And you're like through a wall. And you're like, reload. We're like reloading this dart gun. She's handing you little plastic pellets. I'm like, I'm not sure that's the angle she wants. Anyways, and Diego's with like, let me at him, let me at him. And then sure enough, he slunk through the stairs and went after him. But we found Charlie. Charlie came back in. She's fine.
Yeah.
Couple of bite marks, but like no blood. Dusty. Little dusty from the basement. But
I honestly thought I was going to be face to face with a raccoon.
Could you imagine?
Trying to save my cat.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what? We have no weapons.
No. I guess I should have called kitchen knife.
I would have wanted, I don't know why, baseball bat. I would have gone full Harley Quinn on this bullshit.
But there's like, no room to swing down there.
But I would have liked it almost more for defensiveness. I think I want to be more of a defensive player than an offensive player.
You almost made me throw up. That's so funny.
Gardner six. Oh, I was just watching the rear exit.
It's weird. I've found myself in two different situations lately where like, I'm just like, I guess I'm the one that's going to take it on the chin. Like, that's not me. Normally, like, I've used my brother as a human shield twice in my life. Yeah. When there was a pit bull involved.
Sure.
I've jumped in my friend's arm when I thought there was a rattlesnake there. Sure. Like, I'm not the person that's going to look out for others.
Sure. Typically taking the charge.
Yeah. But something has shifted. Yeah. And now I'm like, well, this is how I die.
I got money on you beating a raccoon.
I would hope so. But if it's rabies, I die.
Nah, we get you to the hospital for quick enough.
No, if you're bit with, I think you die.
There's an antidote for rabies.
Well, shall we see if this has successfully recorded?
What do you think our odds are?
Yeah.
You think we've just been hanging out for funsies again?
For funsies. And I think we're going to loop in my wife and she's going to heckle the fuck out of us.
We've been trying to get her to join the pod.
Yeah, no. I tried to bribe her creepily with candy.
That's a whole situation. What was it that she took offense with? Should we have like a disclaimer at the end of her complaints?
Oh, she doesn't trust us. She doesn't want to be part of our family because of carrot cake. Our hatred. Mutual hatred for carrot cake.
Yes.
She was very disappointed by that. Thought nothing that we said bad about her was bad. Although she did come to bed one night and she goes, I do help more than you say I do. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that is fair.
But yeah, so she was just very, very upset. Almost downright hurt about the carrot cakes. Disgusting. Although I told her I would consider carrot cake if it was just a pure cream cheese frosting and carrot cake without nuts. I could then maybe share a dish with her without gagging.
Mm.
So, you know, that's that. No coconut either. Coconut.
She was really upset about coconut.
I know. She hasn't. I ate a tomato on my hamburger today.
I was so proud of you.
Yeah. I used the words layered and nuanced.
Yes, I was very proud.
I got to the last bite where most of it was, and I was like, nope.
Too far.
Too far.
That's a step too far.
Ugh.
We were in our group chat, and you had tried to change the game plan to potatoes instead of rice.
Oh, yes.
Did you know that as soon as you said that you were going to get outvoted?
Yeah, I figured. You're a big fan of rice.
I am.
Out of the house.
Two or three times she said the words rice with dinner.
I know. And so then I proved a point and put my broccoli and my carrots in the rice in the Instapot.
Yeah, didn't love that.
Oh, it smelled so bad.
It smelled so bad.
It smelled like ass. And then if you put like soy sauce on it, it was edible, but it wasn't delightful.
Well, I did my margarine and seasoning salt, and everyone else ate their rice like me.
Right. Okay, but how long have you been moved out?
Mm.
6, 7, maybe even 8?
8 months.
Yeah. That margarine.
I think it lives forever.
Has been in our fridge since you've left and before then.
Do you know I checked the expiration date?
What, 2037?
I think it's April 2024 or 2023.
And you're like, oh, it's not real food anyhow.
Yeah, it's fine. Your wife had said, you can make potatoes as long as you make me a little rice. And then I said, I too would take some rice. Also, everyone wants rice. So why are we saying a little bit of rice? Everyone should just have rice. And you said, and then she said, rice, 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 rice. So like a little clap handy emoji. And then you immediately knew that things were wrong and had said, can you guys pick up eggnog, hot chocolate, or cider? I would like to make a festive alcoholic beverage for podcasting. And then you sent maybe one of the best gifts you've ever sent. I chuckled multiple times. It's just a dog shaking a little little mixed drink shaker.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wait, it's so funny.
Speaking of gifts.
Oh, and I was like, what else are you buying your wife now?
Oh, I have to do that. But the thing is that do you have an app that downloads the more risque ones? Like, am I late to the party on this? Because my wife and Nutmeg can get some pretty hilarious, maybe something Apple wouldn't support, gifts.
Okay. I have not sent too many gifts that don't involve, like, a dog waving.
My wife sends me one where it's like an animated butt slap.
Yeah.
I don't
have those people in my life.
I might need her training.
Currently. So I don't know. God, could you imagine me having to send risque gifts back to try and flirt with somebody?
You might want to brush up on
like,
the topic.
I hope he likes boobs. I don't know, man. I'd be like,
well, no, not like naked people, but like funnier and a little bit more off colored.
So sexy. You mean like a sexy, flirty, coy comeback?
I don't know. I get a lot of animated butt slaps. I don't think it's sexy.
Do you know how long I had to listen to your wife tell me how nice a butt you have on our drive to work?
Yeah. Well, what was the better conversation?
It was at least three carbs.
Like, my butt or the graphics cards?
Graphics cards. I've heard enough about your butt to last me a good long while.
Why didn't you stop her?
She was like... really like loving you and want to talk about how much she loves you and all the things she loves about you,
which was my butt.
Well, we did detour into that arena, and I think I got quiet. She's like, yeah, no, I'll pull it back. And then she reined it back in, you know, to how handy you are and how helpful you are and all the things that you've been fixing.
Yep.
Although the screen door has been getting some comments.
But I put the new screen door next to the shitty screen door so people know it's on my list.
Yeah, I literally had to tuck my suitcase under the good door while I opened the bad doors to then roll in the suitcase.
I'm going
to
replace it tomorrow.
You know why I think you're replacing it tomorrow? Your sister had a well-timed comment about it as she walked out the door today.
Well, but it had been annoying, and I only got the new screen door like last Monday, and I didn't even bother bringing it in the house. I just set it right next. So like, I'm making a statement to all of the neighborhood.
It's coming. Just
it's
you
on
wait.
My list. And so.
No, I think that's fine.
Thank you.
I support that.
Yeah.
If you want my help with that.
Sure.
It's going to have to be in the AM, because my first thing on the docket tomorrow is a breakfast brunch situation. And then I'm driving.
Yeah.
To a dinner situation.
What time's your brunch situation?
I was going to wake up and text them at 8. Oof. I'm worried that they're morning people.
Brunch doesn't happen before 10. And I'm not getting out of bed before 10. So I appreciate your willingness to help, but I think I got it.
Okay. I don't know. And that's the thing, is I'll text them and I'll see what's up. But in my mind, you know how like you meet people and you're like, I think you're a morning person.
Yeah.
I really get this vibe from these friends.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, I think part of it is like, I want that. Not for like myself.
No.
But I do think that...
I don't think you can have it both ways. You're either a morning person or a night person. Because the morning people are in bed by 7.
8:30? We almost, a bunch of us...
We're ready for bed at 7.
Yeah. We were like, do we want to watch a movie?
And we're trying to entertain a 13-year-old, so we have to act cool.
Yeah, I think we're pretty cool.
I think so, too.
I said, what did I say today that I was like, oh, yeah. I said this song's a bop. And I think that's what the kids are saying these days.
Or it slaps.
And I think slaps is over.
Shit.
Okay. I mean, I think you could try it.
I tried it today.
How'd it go?
I don't know that it landed.
Yeah.
My wife looked at me like.
Well, yeah. No, it's not. I mean, I think all we
bop can... is old, though.
But how many other things are coming back?
Yeah.
From like the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
I literally like. Saw, what was it? It was like. where was I? I was someplace and like three high schoolers walked by. And literally, if you had taken like a vintage Polaroid of it, you would have thought it was the 90s. It was high waisted. It was high waisted.
Wide legs coming
back. Yes. Yes. It was baggy shorts, a crop top. One of the guys was in tie dye. I was like, it. And one of them had a puka shell necklace. It's like, am I in the 90s?
Honestly, was it Halloween?
No. This was like this week.
Oh, wow. Here?
It was, it might have been Portland.
Oh, yeah, it sounds Portland. Shorts still, probably Portland.
No shorts, but it did dip into the 50s this week in Portland. So, I mean, yeah, although it's going to warm up here. I think you're going to get up to the 50s.
40s.
No, I think you're going to get one day at 52.
Dang.
I was looking at the weather to see what I was missing.
Best go fishing.
To make sure it doesn't snow tomorrow. Yeah. Actually, yeah, because you got we got the holidays. We got Thursday, Friday, no work.
Yep.
What are you most excited for Thanksgiving? Food.
I don't drink it. I don't eat it with coconut in it. It's made special, so it's basically whipped cream and fruit. Just give me my weight in that, and I'll be fine.
That's all you want. It's all you need.
As long as the grapes are firm.
Has this been a problem before?
I don't like mushy grapes.
Okay. Well, just like ripe, good grapes.
Well, they have to have a little crunch when you cut them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
are you in charge of the salad, or
no?
Somebody...
My wife is. All right. Was not placed in charge of jack anything? Shit. Oh. I think I might be bringing alcoholic beverages.
That's an important role.
And making sure like the pool table's level and ready to game.
Yeah, you fuck that up, and it's gonna go downhill fast.
Yeah, it will. Much like this episode and our writers,
and our bits. Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna go see how this worked out. Otherwise, we'll do another remote pod.
Why didn't you guys release one when Tamara was here? Well, we recorded two.
We recorded two bangers of an episode.
Well, I've been Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara.
Bye.
Bye.